What's up, everybody? Well, I'd like to start this episode off with a crunch. Just kidding, I'm eating my pork rinds. It's like 10 in the morning. I'm waiting on my job to open. So I figured, what better time to make a podcast than right now? Haven't been on here in a hot minute. Not much going on. Just life stuff. I think I'm gonna start a podcast, a new one. It's in the works. It's gonna be based on musicians and music and all that stuff. So we'll see how that goes. I'm also gonna start doing some interviews with musicians, celebrities. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And it's all just going to be on a whim. It's not going to be, scripted or anything. I will be making my way down to Atlanta. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know yet. Which today is Sunday, and I'm off tomorrow, so I have some work down there that I need to do. So there's a few things I need to talk about. One is, comedy. Heard somebody say the other day, I think everybody should try their foot in comedy. You want to become like a professional at it, but it's fun to just to do. But for those who want to make a career out of the comedy, you should also do it also. A couple of life choices that I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight, better myself so I could stick around just a little bit longer than I planned. So that's happening. It's not that I'm scared to die, just not ready to yet. I think I could die after I meet a few people. Number one, Conan O'Brien. I believe, to be truthful, if I did see Conan, what would we talk about besides being Irish? Well, there's a lot I could talk about, like his podcast, all the other wonderful stuff that I could think of up later on. I really am dumbfounded today. I don't have a lot to talk about. I mean, I can sit here and ramble on about stuff that don't matter. What about the gym? What are your thoughts on going to a gym or working out at home? Let me know. Message me or not, whatever. I just wanted to know what everybody's thoughts are on going to a gym or working out at home. And, yeah, pork rinds are cool. They're tasteful and crunchy. You know, you get that certain pork rind in your mouth. You're like, oh, this is going to be so good. And it's the hardest one. It's like a piece of bark in a bag. And it breaks all your teeth out. Or what teeth you have left. Well, that hasn't happened today, but I'm pretty sure it's in there. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a hold of it here in a little bit, and it's not going to be fun for me, but for, if anybody's watching, they'll probably get a good laugh out of it. Well, also, y'all know what today is. Today is October 1st. That means we got to kick this month off with a bang. So if y'all are in Weaverville, North Carolina, and you need T-Mobile service, new lines, please, please, please come in and ask for me. I desperately need you to come in and get T-Mobile service. We're kind of taking over the world, so you want to be on that ship when it takes off. Sorry, I'm really hungry. And these are really crunchy. These pork rinds. They're really good too. Yep, Laura Lynn pork rinds, pretty darn good. No, I'm not sponsored by them. I'm not getting paid to say anything about them. They're just really good, and I'm happy that I have them. What's going on, y'all's neck of the woods? I might have to go get me an energy drink or something. I am suffering here. I can't do crack cocaine or any drug because it's bad for you. Oh, I do need them. I do need to do some stuff. Gotta pay for my gym membership today. You know what? I'm gonna talk to some people and make some things happen. Stand up wise. I've been kind of lazy about it, and so yeah, I'm gonna start making things. I'm gonna get this wheel rolling. But to get this wheel rolling, I gotta build the wheel first, and then I gotta have it inspected, and then I got to pass the inspection, and then after I get the wheel, I'll get the tire put on, and after I get the tire put on, then I can start rolling. You gotta do baby steps first. But yeah, I think it's, I know they're not good for you. But I'm definitely gonna have to go get me an energy drink. Oh, yeah. I'll do that here in a second, after I get done with this here podcast. I know I always say this, but if you're just hearing this and you're still listening, I really appreciate all of my listeners. I'm not going to say fans, because I don't have any fans yet. If you consider yourself a fan, that's fine. It's okay. But I'm going to say listeners right now. I don't have that status yet. Sorry, I had to turn my air up. It's getting kind of hot. And I'll get there one day. You'll see my face on the big screen. I don't know if it's going to be from being in a movie or America's Most Wanted. Not the second one. Definitely not the second one. It's going to be the first one. It's definitely going to be the first one. You know what? One of my life goals are to get on to the Conan O'Brien podcast. And not as a funny fan, but actually as a somewhat of a celebrity. So if y'all are a fan or a listener of mine, message Conan's team and tell them, hey, this guy's pretty awesome. You don't need him on your show because he's an awesome fan, or if he's just a great listener, he's just a very interesting person to talk to. And let's just go with that. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good about that. Let's just go there. Conan, so if you listen to this, I doubt it, but if you do listen to this, I am a huge, huge, huge person. I'm like 1,000 pounds. But anyways, if you hear this, bring me on your show. So that way I can get lots of likes. And I'll film it, be on YouTube, and I can become instantly famous. I'm not worried about your status. You'll be okay. I might bring you down a few notches. But hey, who's counting? I'm definitely not counting. And I'm going to start posting stuff on YouTube also. So, should I end this podcast now and do a YouTube video? I don't know. Too bad this isn't live and I can't make it all work. Anyways, I do have 2 phones. I could record and do a video recording at the same time for YouTube. Hey, next time I'm going to do that, yeah. So, I could do the same thing everybody else is doing. Record and do a podcast at the same time. So, you can see in real time what I'm actually doing. And I know all my podcasts really are not that long. Ooh, I have recently started listening to a podcast, Bad Dates. It is amazingly funny. Just hearing about celebrities, real people's dates, you know, I think I might have been a bad date, not on purpose, because I can't think of any dates that I've been on that I've messed up, so either way, that doesn't matter, but yeah, if you're listening to this, thank you for listening this far, try to tell your friends about me. See, I know this really cool guy I rambled on about nonsense, but, you know, it passes the time. And, you know, I gotta stop this podcast so I can do a YouTube video. Because I'm feeling the urge that people really want to see me. So, yeah, let's do that. Alright, yeah, I'm gonna end it here. So I really appreciate everybody listening. Sorry it wasn't a big goofball on this one. Haven't had much caffeine this morning. So I really appreciate all y'all. Thanks for listening. And, hope your week goes by fast and hurry and gets to the weekend. So you can watch sports and so we can all watch that sports ball program. By the way, I'm joking. Anyways, have a good day. Thanks for listening.